Shir Yud Yuma. Shir Yud Dalad and Mishnah is McVowles. By the way, Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Adar Tov Shema May, March 5th, 1985, on Tuesday. Continue.
Achelu Yida Echod the Ule Hamayim. In other words, it's a very strange shot. So that means how can Bokach mean by this? Suppose you have a mikveh, you have a mikveh on top here. You have a mikveh on top here. And here you have 20 salt. Then you need a man should be thrown in. So then he set up a mikveh the bar. So the Nakama says, as long as the mikveh the bar is in contact with the mikveh on top, we apply the principle of Hidasi, and the mikveh on top becomes kosher, and the psul of shul is pocket. But from what Nazariah says, no, the mikveh on top doesn't become kosher. We don't say Hidasi. Elohim came pocket. In other words, suppose he puts up mechitzes, fences, and around the mikveh on the bottom, the new mikveh that he set up. And the result is a result of the pkike, of setting up the fences around the new mikveh, is that the person, in order to some melee, he cannot enter the mikveh at the bottom, the new mikveh, unless by going through the mikveh on top, the possum, because he blocked it all around, you see. So how can he enter, how can he possibly physically enter the mikveh at the bottom, which is kosher mikveh? He has no way of entering the mikveh on the bottom, which is a kosher mikveh, except by going down to the mikveh on the bottom through the mikveh on the top, through the porcelain. So the fact that you cannot enter the mikveh at the bottom unless you go through the mikveh on the top, that unifies the mikveh on the bottom with the mikveh on the top. It's one mikveh, because you cannot even enter the mikveh the bottom unless you go in first to the mikveh on the top, and then you go down from the mikveh on the top to the mikveh at the bottom. In other words, it's hard to demonstrate the condition. Here there was the mikveh on the top, which is impossible, and then he set up a mikveh at the bottom, the kosher. So what Nazariah says, we don't say the Dasik. So the fact that the mikveh on the top, the here four possible mikveh, is in Chubah, is in contact with the mikveh on the bottom, the kosher mikveh, doesn't kasher the mikveh on the top. But suppose he sets up the fence here, the fence here, the fence here, so then he cannot even go in the mikveh bar. It's all blocked. In order to go to the enter the mikveh on the bottom, he has to go in here and then go down from the mikveh on the top to the mikveh on the bottom. So the fact that the mikveh on the bottom can only be entered through the mikveh on the top, so that unifies the mikveh on the bottom with the mikveh on the top into one mikveh. If it's one mikveh, so since the mikveh on the bottom is ksheo, so the mikveh on the top also becomes kshir. That's the Rambam's verse. The Yesh Gersi Melon Kim Kokak, the Lemelon Kim Sosam, or a mikveh actually, Yiga Yachadil Amayi, except by going, by entering it through the mikveh on the top, through the posel on the top. So then it becomes one mikveh with the mikveh on the bottom. The Gersi Rishenam Nira Liyikya, Vein Alochek Rav Leza Ben Azar. Bein Alochek Rav Leza Ben Azar. How does he say Bein Alochek Rav Leza Ben Azar at all? Tanikame. Tanikame's din is based upon the concept of Dasit and who holds the Dasit. Hameya and Hagige, we don't pass like Hameya. So how does he say here in Aloha Kalazim Azai? Right, that would mean that we do pass in the Dasit. So some say that the Rambam nor means that even though generally we don't apply the concept of Udasi, but Gabi should be in view of the fact that chose is only possible in the Rabbanon, so we do apply the concept of Udasi. The Gabi for Haseo, which is the question of the Aise, we don't apply the concept of Udasi. In other words, contra mea, we apply the concept of Udasi in regard to the need for Hasego too. Suppose you have a mikveh of 20 so here on top. And then you have a mikveh of 20 so here at the bottom. And the two mikvehs are mechuba to each other. So according to Rameyah, you can be taken in either mikveh, because we say Gudasik, so it becomes one mikveh. Together you have four misor. And according to Rabbi Yude, and according to the Rabbonon, we don't say Gudasik. Mashenkin regarding the Tzu of Shubim, which is in the Rabbonon, so even the Chachomim of Rameyah and Chagimim are also made it that we apply the concept of Gudasi. Now the next mission. Be'er Shehumolei Mayim Shubim. It's important to learn Mishneh Gimel together with Mishneh Beis because of the apparent steer between the Aloha mentioned Mishneh Beis, which mentions the rule of Meir Day, the pure of Meir Day, and Mishneh Gimel, which mentions another rule. Be'er Shehumolei Mayim Shubim, Shehamon Nichneses Lei V'Yetzei Mimenu. So suppose you have a Be'er that is Kulei Shel. You see, Mishneh Beis discusses a case where the Be'er is not Kulei Shel. Let's say 20s. Okay. Mishneh Gimel discusses the case where it's Kulei Shel. Be'er Shehumolei Mayim Shubim. It has 40 so Mayim Shubim. V'Amon Nichneses Lei V'Yetzei Mimenu. And then an Amo, a stream of water of Mikshom, comes in through Madren and runs through the bear. So it washes out the bear. So Le'ilamu b'pisulei ashi yischashei shalu mishtayam n'avishenu shleshalu. In other words, suppose you have here a bear and that has 40 souls. Manusha, it has 40 souls. Mayim Shubim. And then there is an Amo, and that Amo of Mishomim runs constantly through the bear. It runs, it comes in and goes out. It comes in at one end and it goes out through the other end. And every time it runs through, it washes away water from the bear. Now, so when will this mikveh, the heretofore mikveh tzur of Kulei Shel, become kosher? If it will wash out so many times that on the basis of a pro rata calculation, it will follow that there is less then Gimel Lugim Mayim Shubim in the bear. I mean, you'll never attain that. You'll do it, I mean, for many days. So it will still be a It all depends. I mean, if you had 40 sop, mine should be in the bay. So now look, actually, it's Hashem. Now look in the margin. Tesis and Shishay. Oh, first you have to look. In the decision. Achi is chasing shalom nishtai. Mediktone achi is chasing. So the question is, there is a stira between the Q mentioned in Mishnah Beis and the Q mentioned in Mishnah Yud. The Q mentioned in Mishnah Beis is in order to cure the mitzvah from the soul of Shubim is by emptying out Nirui plus. So even at the time the Gimel Lubim fell into the mikveh, there were 10 son mikshamim, and then some more rainwater dropped in. So in order to cure it, you have to empty out 10 so plus. If at the time the Gimel Lubim shouldn't fell in, there was 20 so mikshamim, and then it started to rain and more water came in. So in order to cure the psuk, the mikveh, from the school of Shulvin, you have to empty out 20 soplos. That's the rule. To empty out Nirui plus, here it says you have to figure out on the basis of the pro rata calculation that less than as a result of the washing out of the water by the Ammo, keep some coming in and running out, so there is less than hemoglobin of the original shuri, which is the more stringent rule than Luigi. So there is a steering. Because according to the rule mentioned in Mishneh Beis, so if you empty out the Nirui plus, even though more water came in, and that also the Mayim Achim came in, so why by emptying out the Nirui plus, so you cure the mitzvah and the cure for you? Because since Shalom Rabbanon, we are still okay. The Mayim Achreinim wash out the Mayim Rishim. But according to the rule mentioned in Mishneh Gimel, we're not really okay that the Mayim Achreinim wash out the Mayim Rishim. But the Tanat Yetzim Uluyen, the Tanat Yil, Masha Shamayim Achsofim Yetzim Yishom, V'nachshe Beisim Kulam Min Orishenim. כמו שחשבנו להיות, אלא לפי חשבין המים שהיו בבאר, והמים הירדים בשכל, הם יצאו. Suppose, not what, suppose you had 40 social, 40 social, and then there is an ammo of 40 soul that runs, of Meishom, that runs through the bear. And ammo 40 saw Mitchum, or let's say an ammo of 80 saw Mitchum once. Of 80 saw Mitchum once. So the Mela, that means like this. Since there was originally the bear 40 saw Mayim Shuvim, then enamel a stream of water of 80 saw of Meishonim went through it. So as the amor of 80 saw of Meishonim went through the 40 saw shulim, so the 40 saw shulim became intermingled with the 80 saw of Meishonim. So together 80 plus 40 is 120. Now it, so then we say, and then it washed out, let's say, outside the bay. So it was washed out 40 some or 60 some. 60 some. So then we calculated, we make a pro rata calculation. Since there was 40 some mine shooting in the bay, and then 80 saw of Mitchomi of the Amos Hamayim went through it, so together it was 120 saw. But what's the ratio? The Mayim Shulim of the Bay constituted 1/3 of the total quantity, 40 to 120 is 1/3, and the Amos Hamayim, the water of the Amos Hamayim, was 80, was 2/3. Now then, it washed out side 60 saw. We saw, we measured the quantity of water that washed out outside was 60 saw. So that means that out of the 60 saw, so 1/3 of the 60 saw is of the Mayim Shuvim, and 2/3, 40 saw of the 60 saw is of the Amos Hamayim. So how much was thrown out, was washed out of the bay that had 40 saw shuvim? Only 20 saw. So 20 saw was still left. 20 saw was still left, so it's still possible, you see. So it is still possible. Now suppose there is another washing out, a second time, then again 80 saw of Mayim Shuvim. So as a result of the first washing out, how much of the Mayim Shuvim remain in the bay? 20 saw still remain the bay. Originally there was 40 saw shulim. Now, by making a pro rata calculation, so 20 saw of mine should remain the bay. Now we make another washing out. Again, a stream of the Amos Hamayim of 80 saw once through it. Wet a second time. So now you have 80 saw. You have 80 saw of Amos Hamayim. Now one second. 80 saw of Amos Hamayim becoming newer as it runs through the bay with 20 saw. Because now only 20 saw was left in the bay. So we have 80 plus 20. So it's 100. So what is the ratio of the Mayim Shuvim? Is 20 to 100 is 1/5. And what is the ratio of the Mayim of the Amos Hamayim? 8 of 100, 4/5. Then you wash outside 60 saw. You wash outside 60 saw. So 1/5 of 60, how much is 1/5 of 60? What?
12.
What?
12.
12. So 12 is of the Mayim Shuvim, and 48 is of the Amos Hamayim. So in other words, so as a result of the first washing out, how many saw of Shuvim still remain in the bay? 20. Now 12 more were washed away. So how many saw still remained in the bayah? 8 saw. It's still possible. So you'll have to do it so many times. So many times, washing out with an abundance, you know, of a stream of water, of damasamai, so that in the end, after the last washing out, on the basis of the pro rata calculation, so it will follow that less than Yimulugi remain. Less than Yimulugi. I'm not a big mathematician to tell you at the very outset how many washings out, you know, of 60 soul each time you have to make in order to result in a minimum of mind shooting in the bay, less than the moon. Well, that has to be figured out. But it's a laborious process. Mashenkin, according to the pure mentioned Mishnah base, it's not a laborious process altogether. All you have to do is to empty out Rui plus, that's all. So according to the rule mentioned in Mishnah base, in order to cure the bear, all you have to do is to empty out 40 soul water. That's all. Not to do one washing out, another washing out, the third washing out, the fourth washing out. Maybe you'll have to do it 20 times in order to result in less than Yimulugi. Less than Yimulugi. So, that's the kasha. Now, so that's the kasha. But one shot in the Raivad is that is Leila moving to Sulei. Leila moving to Sulei means you have to figure it out on the basis of a pro rata calculation. Then there's another pshat in the Raivad in the Barnish that Achis Hashim Shalimishtayam in Obishen or Shalishalogim doesn't mean a pro rata calculation, but it means a 50-50 calculation. In other words, so you figure out, according to the first pshat in the Raivad, so we assume that when a stream of water, a jet of water, or hamasamai, runs through the bayah, so then it becomes nurev and it becomes evenly redistributed. The total water becomes evenly redistributed. So melee, we have to make it for at the calculation. But according to the other pshat, we assume. I mean, why should we assume like that? But we assume, according to the other pshat, that when, let's say, a stream of 80 soul, me'amasamay, runs through a bayah of 40 soul mayim shuvim, together it's 120 soul water in total, so then, and it washes outside the bayah 60 saw, so we assume 50% of the 60 saw were washed out from the Amasamai, in other words 30 saw, and 50% of the 60 saw are washed out from the veil. Why should we assume like that? I mean, it's more logical, the prorata calculation, because the prorata calculation is based upon the premise that when the stream of damasamai runs through the bayah, so then it becomes evenly redistributed. But why 50-50? Why 50-50? So again, the answer is, since it's extremely rabbon, and sometimes it can happen that 50% of the water washed outside, so is is from the Beya and 50% from the Amasamai, so the Mele we are telling the Hakkad that way. There's the second Pshat in the Raib. In Ameh, there's the Losh on the Raib. Mechza or Mechza. Shamai Mayen or Ibeya Bachreno, Kreivin Lotzeis, Yeser Minon Shein Shohoi Bebeya. So there is a possibility. So you always assume the Hakkad. Anyway, so the question is, whatever the pshat in Achi is chashi, showing shtayim in Ovishen Ushlisha Lugi means, whether it means a proleta calculation, or it means a 50-50 calculation, but it's inconsistent with the cure mentioned in Mishnah Beis, So there is one Nusach in the Raive that the Siyontev doesn't even mention. One Nusach in the Raive says that Achi Yischashet Shal Mishtayam Nolishen Yishloi Shalogi means Miloye Veit. Because we are always still looking and we assume that the Maim Ochreinim wash out the Maim Rishen. So then there is no still. That's one Nusach in the Raive. But the main Nusach in the Raive is that Achi Yischashev Shalim Yishtayim Yerushim Shalish Alugin does not mean Ruhivei. But it means something else. It either means for a calculation or it means 50-50 calculation. Now, if we say like that Nusach, that Achi Yischashev means Ruhivei, then there is no stir. Then there is no stir. But if we say, like Adam Sroes in the Raya, that Achi Yischashev Shalim Yishtayim Roshem Shalim does not mean Miluye Vein. But either it means for a calculation or it means a 50-50 calculation. A 50-50 calculation. So then there is a stir. So the Raya says, Mishnah Beis has reference to the case where originally not all the Mevusot wash out, just a meat, even as much as 20 so. And there, at a time when the Gimel Lugin show fell in, there was just Hofsa and Shom. And then Gimel Lugin fell in. Or even if more than Gimel Lugin, as long as it wasn't Kulei or Rubin Shom, so then Miluye Vei did affect. Masha'in came if it's Kulei Shom. Mishnah Gimel has reference to the case where it's Kulei Shom or Rubin Shom. So then, Miluye Vei is not enough. Then we have to wash out so much that on the basis of the prorata calculation, so the shuvi is reduced to minimum. Minimum means less than minimum. Or on the basis of a 50-50 calculation. Now, if you look into the decision, there's the lotion of the Raivet and the Afudalet. Yes, add 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth line from the top, the decision, and the Afudalet of Dalet. Vintena o maishne hoche di chashino li mayu matzotin di eitzin di kecheshbe o masisin du il chashino li chola peislim shi matzotin di eitzin di tchilo melui vei hosom kuleche o vigimu lubu shubi mu di afsu avol hoche kule psuli but in a chaname even if it's not kule psuli if it's chofale psuli so it's also considered like Kulim Psulim. So, umshumoche as linum behulu fechesh, besyosen b'shemarayim. Besyosen b'shemarayim. All right. Now, so. Now, the Mishnah goes out. Shnayim shohoyu makil l'mikri. Zelu gumechzo. Zelu gumechzo. Haseichi tetsksusei umatil l'mikim isharbe v'amare min atzartzu umatil l'mikim isharbe kabaki b'machshir v'chachomim peisli v'chachomim peisli. Omar Abakibe, Luyomru Matilin, Elo Matil. In other words, Abakibe is a maker. That Gimu Lugin to pass away mikveh, so it has to be dumped into the mikveh from one care and from one source. But suppose Gimu Lugin dropped into the mikveh from two care, from three care, so then they don't pass them. And the Chachomim, they say that even if you have three kale, three cups, in one cup you have one log, and in the other cup you have another log, in the third cup you have another log, a third log, and you pour the gimulugim from the three cups and the three kale into the mikveh, so then it passes away. And Rav Akiva is not only maker in the case where the Gimel Lugim drop into the mikveh from two kelim, but even let's say if it drops into the mikveh from one kelim, but suppose it has a spray like a shower, you know, so it comes, it's one kelim, but it comes from many, comes out from many spouts, from many holes in the spray, so it doesn't pass either. Only when it comes from one unitary source, but if it comes from a spray, so it doesn't come out from one unitary source, but from different holes, so it doesn't pass away. He doesn't pass on it. Omulei, Omer Abakibe, Omer Matil, Omer Matil, Omulei, Lekach, Lekach, Omer, Eloshanof, Eloshleshu. Now let's see the Rav. Ba'amu nechneses leiki, gimik, shomim, sheboi, min hamadro, yinechnosin leiki, hasechit, tisksusei, ba'amayim, sholim, bloim, beyechshid, ma'im, shubim, וכשיוסכתו מסחבר אין בוי נמתי מסרבה שמכאן ומכאן מלבגת ואמר מן הציר צור כליחרה שאיסי נרפי סבוכו כי נכבו מייס רשס. That's like a spray. There's many holes and water comes, let's say, from 20 different spouts comes out even though it's one kele, but the water drips into the mikveh from 20 different nikom spouts, so it doesn't pass. Rav Akiva machshir kosova then gimu lugi mayim shukim peislas ha mikveh אלוהים כי מטיל על מיקווה מכלי יחוד ומוקח מה שאין כי מקסוס מצארצו וחכומים פייסלי תסברי גימו גיל קילים מצטר only גימו but four קילים ענת מצו ויאמרו מטיל עם אלו מטיל כי לא שם זה קילו רבקים מרבי סו תקלי המטיל גימו לוגי מים מיקווה פייסל סמיק ויקח אמרו אלו שנופו ולא ישתה מקליחות או מקלים הרבה ואין הלוכה כרבקי. Now the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalam, the Shiteh of the Chacham מקליחות משניים ומשרים שמצטרפים, ומייבוא אין מצטרפים. נאו בלקרי החילה שנופלו אולוף תישו קבי מים. נאו, this din the Mishneh is now according to most Rishayim, according to most Rishayim, is obsolete. Why? Because it was only relevant as long as the Takanas Ezra was in effect. Ezra was misaking two things, that the Balkari is also in the Tehillah until he stayed, and also is also in the Tehillah. But the Takanas of Ezra became bottled because it was not mispashet b'riva tzibo, it was exeira shem b'riva tzibo yechim ma'amid bo. So mele the takone became bot. So today a balkeri is allowed, a davon is allowed, to learn Torah, but still there is a middle chassidus for a balkeri to be taken before he comes. As a matter of fact, the Rambam protested very vehemently against the dying of Alexander, because the Rambam passed in Yod HaZokor, and there's the Psach of all the shame practically. I say practically because you will find the Loshin in cases that even now, so a Balkari is also a king. But that's the Shittas Yom. So the Rambam passed that now a Balkari is Mutamid Veteiro, and a Balkari is Mutamid Filo, because the Takone of Ezra became Bog. It was not this passion to anybody. So the Pinchas, the dying of Alexander. So the dying of Alexander said about the Rambam that the Rambam is not heavily carried. So the Rambam in the Chile says, Umashe Heidolai, Hadayim and Pinchas. So Olai. Sheina Mitelu Vikari Sheker Hudibir. It's the Lashna Rambam. The sharpest expression that the Rambam ever used, I mean that I know. For example, there is one tshuva of the Rambam to his Talmud Rav Yisrael ben Akhli, and then Rav Yisrael ben Akhli complained before the Rambam. He emptied out his heart, because there were certain people who said about the Rambam that the Rambam was not Israel Mitzvahs, the Rambam was not Israel Maimi. So the Talmud Rav Yisrael ben Akhli, so he was very aggrieved, he was very upset about it. So he wrote to the Rambam that he's very upset. So the Rambam writes to him the answer, why are you upset? After all, it's a very interesting tune. He says, Hillel interpreted the mitzvah v'achto l'rachot mecho v'adialoch sane v'chavach v'savut. So in other words, so you should always try, you know, to help out, to make the other fellow feel good. Now these people, they get an enjoyment by talking against me and by saying that I am Kal, I am not Shina Mitzvahs, and that I am not in your mind, I don't tell you the right Ashkoches. So let them enjoy themselves. Why should I be angry at them? I'll be angry at them. I'm your Afel and Achel and Achel. That's what the Rambam writes to the Talmud of Yisrael ben Akhli. So that it's a Shemra, the Rambam didn't present, because it was so ridiculous that He wasn't makpid stam shgoyim, they say things. But what the Dayan, first of all, the Dayan was not, you know, not in Lashuk. The Dayan of Alexander in those days was an Angol. And it was something that people could believe. Because after all, the Rambam paskens that there is no Shailek, that the Balkari is mutav filo, is mutav leteo. So mele, it was something that people were likely to believe. So that he resented. So he says, Dibo hates your life, Vishekadi. So me ilom loy, his palom tili kari, in loy bimokim chay. That's what the Rambam says in the Jew. So even though the Rambam passes that, the Rambam over the Shemi passes that the Takonis Ezra became bottle, because it was not his passion, Pereira Tzibur, so you are allowed, but there is in your succeeders to be table again. So in other words, so this in the Mishnah is not completely absolute. It's not so relevant, but it's not completely absolute. So as before, the Tekon Ezra became bottle, so then the aloha was that there is a distinction between the Bori and the Chel. If somebody is a Bori and he can go into a mikveh and be teveh, then in order to daven and in order to learn the teveh, he must immerse himself in the mikveh. But if somebody is a Chel, even before the Takon Sezra came up, so then the Takon Sezra was, he doesn't have to go to the mikveh in order to daven. But he can pour on himself, or somebody else can pour upon him tisho kabin mayim shuv. That will be entire. How can tisho kabin mayim shuv be entire person? The answer is, that was the Takon Sezra. Vis-a-vis a chile, a weak person, doesn't have to be a real chile. So then, tisho kabin mayim shuvim. So then, tisho kabin mayim is mitayim with filo and litalmuto. So, mikli echod mishnayim mishleisha mitztarfi. Umbal barboi mitztarfi. Valkeri achele. As long as the Takon Ezra was in effect, before he became born, Shenov wall of Tisho Kabimayim. So then he became Toya. The Toya Shenov wall of Reishi Val Rubei Shleisho Lugin. Now that's one of the takones of the chesdomo. You know, we'll be talking about the chesdomo in connection with the first mishnah in the fourth pair for the chesdomo. But zikli b'shama v'zikli b'sila. At one time, assembled in Aliyas Cheskiya Bigore, and there they were misakei 80 takones. So one of the 18 takones was that if itoyer is nofu al reishi val gubei shleisha lugin mayim shuvi, itoyer gomo. If not for our reishiv al rube, gimu lugin mayim shuvim, he becomes personal echadot. Why should the zikli b'shamay, the zikli b'silel, be sakin such a takon? It seems superficially, it appears very strange. I mean, he was completely toya, but so gimu lugin mayim shuvim were poured over his roof. So then he becomes also without the Truma. Why? There is a kipede against cleanliness. In other words, in order to eat Truma, he must be dirty, and if he's clean, so then he's also like the Truma. I mean, what's the explanation? The answer is this. Because many tmeim, so in order to eat Truma, let's say Gehani, so they had to be taking the mikveh. And unfortunately, in those days, some of the mikvehs were not very good. So the water was putrid. It's unfortunate. But that doesn't pass the mikveh. The fact that the water is not clean doesn't pass the mikveh. So they had no other alternative. They didn't have clean clothes, and they had to eat Truma. So they were forced to immerse themselves in unclean clothes, but they didn't want to remain unclean. So after they came out from the mikveh, in which they won't tire themselves from the tumeh, they pour clean water, mayim shuvim, over the roof in order to cleanse themselves physically from the filth that the mikveh water had. So then many people, laymen who are ignorant, they said the mitaya is not a mikveh. The mikveh is dirty water. Pouring mayim shuvim over the some male and many people decided why do they have to go to the mikveh and contemplate themselves and then cleanse themselves by pouring mayim shuvim. They'll take the easy way, so they'll just pour mayim shuvim and that will be retired. That was the tremendous mikshel. Some male zikti bishama zikti bisilal one sake that if it is not for reishi val rube, giving rube mayim shuvim, he becomes dafke posomelach. He becomes dafke posomelach. In order to preclude such a nirsh from the people, but zikti bishama zikti bisilal. So one is sacking two tapas. One in respect to a toya gomor. So then, only if noflu al reishi val rube yimu imayim shuvim. So then, he becomes osam lachem tumah. But suppose a toya gomor would enter a mikveh that we descend into a mikre that has Gimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim if it was poor, but not if he went down into a mikveh that had Yilul Manshuf. Why should there be a difference between pouring Gimulugi Mayushubi and going down to mikveh that has Gimulugi Mayushubi? The answer is, why were the Chachamim gezer that if itoya is not for our reishi, Gimulugi Mayushubi, a reishi of the lake? So it becomes Oslam. Because of the practice that prevailed in those days, that on account of the fact that many mikvois had filthy water, so they wanted to cleanse themselves of the dirt, so they poured over their heads and over their roof. Gimulugi Mayushubi. So Mimele, since they pour over their heads Gimulugi Mayushubi, Gimulugi Mayushubi, that was the usual way of the people, so they were only misake that their Achmifiloi become Tosalak. But usually they did not cleanse themselves by going down into a mikveh that had Mayushubi. They cleanse themselves by pouring over themselves Mayushubi, not by going down into a mikveh that had Mayushubi. So they were misake that only toyoship the Achmifile, not for our reishin v'al rubei, gimu lugi Mayushubi. Becomes also like the Torah. But toyer sheyorat l'mikve shel shuvim, so it does not become possible. But then they are misaken out of the court in respect to it tvuyein. And that's very important to remember. Tvuyein means someone who was tamei and who was tevil mibedei, and then he's allowed to eat truma only after Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh. Let's say somebody was a Tamei. Let's say he was a Tameis. So he has to count 7 days. On the seventh day before Shkiah, he goes down to the mikveh and he stays on himself. But and he has to be tabled himself before Shkiah, but he's not allowed to eat truma until Tzitzak Chavik. That's the first Mishnah in Brachas. So Mele, after Tvile, until Tzitzak Chavik, what kind of status does he have? He has the status of a full yay. That means he already was stable Litumasim, but he's still not mutalach of the tumo until there is Tzitzak Chavim. So until Tzitzak Chavim, he has the status of it full yay. So vis-a-vis it full yay, the zikri b'shama, the zikri b'silalu of misakim, that not only if it full yay poured Gimulugi Mayushubim over his goof, he becomes also like a Truma. But even if the Tfuyei descended, went down into a mikveh that has Shubim, he also becomes possible like a Truma. So there were two takones made by Zikri B'Shama and Zikri B'Sila. One vis-a-vis Tfuyei, so he becomes possible like a Truma in two situations. One, when the Gimurugi Mayushubi Amei fell on his goof, drop over his head, and one, when he goes down to Nikhe that has Gimurugi Mayushubi.
and vis-a-vis toya gomo. So only derech nufilei becomes possible as a tefume, but not derech yiride into a mikve that has gimu nugi manshu. So the Misha says as follows: Bal keri achayeh shenofo of tisho kavim mai, vitoya shenofo al reishi bal rubei, shlei sho nugi mai mishuvim. So mikli echod, mishnayim, mishlei sho mitzalfim, miyaboi mitzalfim. Suppose a toya dropped over his goof, gimugim mayushuvim, from four different kelim, so then he does not become possible. Now, something else. All the takones of the Chesdomo, that's important in connection with the first Mishneh in Perek Yuri. So, Bishamai held Lechumre, and Bishilel held Lekule. But in these Yitcheldova, usually, whenever there was a machleke between Bishamai and Bishilel, so the Chachmei Bishilel were the Rosh. But in that session, Ba'aliyas Cheski ben Goren, so the Rav Chachomim agreed with the Shita of Bishama, and that's why they asked this on this. Vitoya Shinof all the Israel the Bishlai Shabuk Mayim Shuvim. Michliachot Mishnayim Mishlai Shem Tzalfim. Miaboi Mitzalfim. Now, let's go over the Rav and the Tav Mishnah. Michliachot Mishnayim Siyum Adim Usayid Rabbanu. Tes kabi mayim. Balker chel eshi yochol yitbeil. Yidnos nol of tes kabi mayim toeya. Vashmina masnis in the leishnim. Goyachot leishnim bei so yim keli. Vechen toeya shen of wal reishei. Val gubei gimu lubi mayim shurim. Ki peisal es atumo. Ki damunom perikame di shabes. Hane gimu lugim beise gimu keilu mitzdalpim mitzdalete mitzdalpim vamed vam amurim gimu beise vishresho keilu mitzdalpim but me abonat only mishresho mi beise mishresho but me abokim not mitzure bizman she yischi la sheni achel posak Horishay Musab. But Medvam Amurim that we pay Shleisha. No, it doesn't mean that Medvam Amurim we pay Shleisha Kili, it's starting. Not Meavor not, but when do we say that we pay Shleisha Kili is starting Bisman Shalins, Bisman Shehishil, Hashemi? Actually, posak omishim. In other words, if let's say he poured from one cup, one look, then before he finished pouring the one look from this cup, he started to pour another look from the second cup. So it's mitzvah. But suppose he poured one look from this cup and finished pouring. Then, 2 minutes later, after he finished pouring one look from the first cup, he started to pour a second look from the second cup. And then, after he finished pouring the second look from the second cup, he started to pour a third look from a third cup. From a third cup. So then the halacha is that they're not mature. Even from two or three kelim. Even from two or three kelim. Ubamedvom amurim that from four kelim it's not mature. Bizman shalom mischavon rabbis. Avon mischavon rabbis. Afu kote b'chol ha'shono. quoted the Cholashon on the staff of Shleish Elulim. So, there are two pshotim in Yisrael Rabbis. One pshat in Yisrael Rabbis means if his kavone was that there should be an abundance of water in the mikveh. So then, if the kavone was that there should be an abundance of water in the mikveh, so then, even from 4 kilos of water, and even from 100 kilos of water, even if, let's say, he pours in a quart of water every day of the year, so then a quart of water every day in the year, so in the course of the whole year, so as a result of 50 points or 100 points they are giving looking shuvim in the mikveh, so it's mitzvah. If his kavone was to have an abundance of water in the mikveh. But the other pshat in his chavon rabbis means if at a time when he poured from the one look from the first cup he intended, let's say an hour later or a day later or a week later to pour in another look, and 2 weeks later, or even 2 months later, pour in a third look, so if at the time of the initial pouring, from the first tefillah, he had the intention to ultimately pour in gimulugin, so even from many kilos, so one pshat mishavim means, if the kavone was to have an abundance of water, and the other pshat in Yisrael means if at the time of the at the first point he had the kavone to ultimately pour in gimulugin, so then is mitzurah even from 4 kilo and even from 10 kilo and even from 100 kilo. Abo in Yisrael Rabbis and Kutbuch Lashono mitzarafin לשלישלו בזמן שנסחבו לרביס הרב בתנורי עמית וכוי שלו נסחבו להי סיפור כי להרבי במים אפילו קורטה שיו מועד איך עוד מסמבה דל גלו 164 אפילו. Alright, now we have to go to the Rashi. Mishne Beis in the Rashi. Shiyamu b'chotzer abo yimso. Mikve kosher ulmato min apos. Upeiske li kosher kide shi yischabu. Vitae roeli in apos mun atachten a kosher. Ki Rav Meir bisei perishim de chagile. Di Yisrael gudasi. Li kol shken ima kosher lemayu. See the Rashi. Is not like Rabban Batnore. The Rabban Batnore says, "In aloha it's Rabban Zabban Azariah." So that means that aloha is like the Tanakhama, even though we don't pass for it from there. So, according to the Rab, so here, since it's in connection with the Tzul of Shol, which is only the Rabbonon, so even the Rabbonon who are really coming, and the mayor, and we do not apply the concept of gudasik, but the gabi, the psul of shov, which is the rabbonon, they do apply the concept, the principle of gudasik, called the rabbonon. But the Rashi says, the nekame agrees with the mayor, So Mele, that means that the business why Rav Elazar ben Azariah is chilek, because Rav Elazar ben Azariah is chilek and Rav Meir li. Now, we certainly don't pass him like Rav Meir in Kolatele Kule. So you see, there is a big enough community between the Rash and the Rav Badna. Miki Kosher Badna Apostol, Kishli Kosher, Kishi Ischapu Vitaro Elin Apostol Matachna Kosher, Ki Rav Meir, Ki Sei Peshin De Chagige, Ki Ischli Gudasi, Ki Koshkin Ma Kosher Lomailo, so then we say Gudachis. Gudachis we say even according to Rav Yudin, not only according to Rav Meir. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Pesel, the Lesley Gudasi, the Epshel Atul Gudachis Nam Lesley, Ki Rabbonon Dama Bezisepte, E Mabilin Loi Tachteino Veloi Berieno. Elohim Kim Posak She Posku Meimom, Yotzom Mimeno. In other words, there the Braise in Chagige discusses a case where you have three bearers, three demons. You have an upper gumo, you have an upper gumo, and a middle gumo, and the lower gumo, and the lower most gumo. So, suppose you have, in the middle gumo, you have Memso. In the middle gumo you have Memso. And in the upper gumo, in the lower gumo, you have Chopso. So according to the mayor, you can be Teveil. Not only in the middle gumo, you can be Teveil. In the lower gumo, because we say Gudachis, and you can be Teveil even in the upper gumo, because we say Gudachis. The Buddha says, in the lower gumo, you can be Teveil. Because Gudachis we say, but in the uppermost Gumo you cannot be Teveil. Because Gudachis we don't say. And the Rabbonim said to say that you can neither be Teveil in the upper Gumo, not in the lower Gumo, because Gudachis we don't say either. So you can only be Teveil in the middle Gumo. So he says, the Efshea. The few Gudachis numberless like Yerabono, the Amra Bittisepte, a Mabil Loi Bittachteno Loi Berlin. Elohim Cain, Posa, Sheposko, Memo, Yotom, Menu, Mugue, Beit, Mugue Beit, Mugue Beit. And then he says, Beitzorichil. Why did he say Yitzorichil? What kind of a shayt is it? Why did he say Yitzorichil? If he empties out the new way, so then he's certainly good. So what he means is, it's all here. We have to be naive and make sure, verify that the Ruy Beit was emptied out. Not it's all here. We have to consider it. He has a suffering. Because in this case, where Habeya Shebechotza Benotzu and Yimu Lugi, So if we are sure that we emptied out the Louis Bay, so then of course it becomes clear. No one is really condemning. The other remedy consists actually is Hashem shall mishkaya no shaming. So that applies only when it was fully shown. But here it mentions the case of Habeya Shebechotza V'Nofle Gimlu, not fully shown. So the Ruy Mei certainly effective. So I suppose that Yitzhokhin means not Yitzhokhin Yezisokhin, what a Mui they put cure. In other words, we have to make sure, we have to be Me'ayim, I mean, and make sure that Mui Veid came out. The Amun is necessary in Hardly Shall Chum. I will keep in my share. Kosova, the Ishlish is looking my shooting papers and mikve. I will keep my tail in mikve. Mikliaho. We mock him echo. We mutik suspi tsalso. Bahahom in Paisley. The Kosabra, the Gimukil Kailin with Salfi. Bahana Rabonon, the Aset and Chemil. Die Sefer kam in die Kmure, die Oma beschneiden muss, die Schakelien, Pieslien, Samitje, Babo, Pickel Samitje, Babo, Bechamu Schakelien, ein Pieslien, Samitje. Wie ich Rabon Hossom, die andere Affil, Babo, Bechamu Schakelien, Pieslien, Samitje. Wie hol die Tnan Hossom, in der Main Schubi, Pieslien, Samitje, Elf, Cheshke, und vorerst die Verkäschung zu rein, wie es in der Chemie ruht, haben Mutter Lassuien massiv doche, wie Lehme der Rabboni, aber Michali Lassuie Preis, wie Fischeniska Boschom Hatane, wie Scholisch Machleik in Dobo, Rabba Kibbe, wie es in der Chemie, der Rabboni der Hosko, na Rabboni der Hoche, das ist in der Chemie, so der Frischit ist. The biggest maker is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that only from one kelim it passes. But if it came from two kelim, it doesn't pass. Then, Yisim Achemi or Rabban Hoche, they say from two and three kelim it's also Mitzvah. But from four not, then the Rabban of Tmure, they hold that even from four, and five, I mean, and many more kelim is also mitzvah. And we pass on like Yisim Achim. The Pirik Mishamei say, Tanya, Balkari Chirishim of Wolof, Tisho Kabamai in Toya, Bamrin Hosom in Sine, Abuay in Tile, Vashminon must listen to the Kriyahol, Ushnaim or Gimu, and his man Shemaskar Hashemi, Ashriyaki Korishim, Mitstarfin, Niabo in Starfin. Ich bin teuer, ich darf auch recht auch rübigen auf meinem Schubin. Die Keimlern, die Pesel ist hat Promoter, ich kann mir die Schabes. Darf ich mir die Mugeloi erfsäck? Die Passes. Wir wollen die Abo. Bis man schon in Schabon und Rabbi ist haben die Pekoi. Kurte, nicht um mehr etwas mehr. It's 164th of the look. Din bichol ashono, lo yitlo li basachas, ki im kote, ach yishlin, dechamu klomi, gimu yugin peisla sami. All right. Tanya du disepte, gimu yugin di mikve, the Chile Balkari should not fall off Tisho Kabi Mayim the Toya should not fall off Rishi Val Rupi Gimu Rupi Mayim Shubi so Abi Yisi Ben Chinei Meir Mikli Echot Mitzarfi Vichei Mishnayim Umi Gimu Avon Arbo Eim Mitzarfi That's like Rabbah on the Hoch. Bobi Maim Shubin, Chutz Niroshiyetz Be'isov. Here it's mentioned Rabbah Zametame. But look in the Agoy Sagro, Dalet, Rabbah Zametaya. Because otherwise, Chachomim Eimrim wouldn't make sense. So the right verse is, Rebeleza mitaye. So in other words, according to Rebeleza, when does it become? Does a toyer should not flow vation? Val Ruge, Jim Ruge, my Shuvi, Pasal in Lechabitrume, only the Mayim Shuvim, fell on the whole roof. But suppose he had his fingers, his hands stretched out like that, and the Mayim Shuvim dropped on the whole roof, but did not fall on the fingers. So then, he doesn't become poshul melechah b'trume. That's according to Rav Leza. He's a big maker. But Chachomim Eimrim, Afal Boel Reishi Merube, is tome. Even if he doesn't fall on every organ, but as long as it fell, or he immersed himself, Reishi Merube, some mele, let's say it fuye. So, a kinemikve that has given you the mind surely, even though the hands were out of the mikve. So, as long as the Reishi Merube was immersed in the mikve, by the fuye, so it becomes possible to lech apitrok. Achon me matul bo Reishi Merube tam. Bo Reishi avoloi Rube. Rubi avoloi reishi, oi shebo reishi de rubi, bein yamal bein natsad istoi. In other words, even if reishi de rubi was immersed in the mikve, that had given rubi manchu, but it wasn't rasachas. First, you see, he stepped in the major part of the goof, he immersed in the mikve, while the head was completely out. Then he walked out of the mikveh, and that's as he was standing at the shore of the mikveh, so he dipped his head in the mikveh. So, in total, he immersed the roishe and the rubeh, but not in vasachas, so he doesn't become possible to have a trauma. In other words, there has to be a dipping and immersion of Reishi Merube in one dipping, not if it's in two separate dippings. Mitzoson should be Mitzoson Shemeshu. Suppose part of the water is shown and part of the water is not shown. Oishenopal is Seichei Yayin Dvash V'cholo Historia Achigiu Kulom Shirubin. In other words, of course, it doesn't mean that all the water in the mikveh has to be shown. As long as there is Gimulugim Shubin in the mikveh, so the whole mikveh is considered a show. But it means, suppose the Gimulugim itself was partly shown and partly nacho. Some mele he doesn't pass. Vafim hutoi avein teirin. Suppose the water itself is toya, it's not on me. Vafim hutoi, he himself is toya. And the mind shooting that fell on his head and his roof are also mind teirin. So, nitmeyo veitimu. So, mele the aloha is that he becomes Tomei and he becomes Tomei Melech of Tomei. Harei Zeinea, Timani Vitimesi. Now, Toya Shemot Flau Reishival, who will be with my Shubim, is Tomei. Not for Reishi Abu Al Rubei, Al Rubi Abu Al Reishi, Al Reishi Al Rubei, Ben Mumayo Ben Nasad is Toya, Achi Yipu, Al Reishi Al Rubei Kidake. In other words, even if it falls upon him, the mind should be. But in an irregular way. The regular way of pouring mind should be means if you pour like this, you know, over the head. But suppose you pour like this and like this, you know, in an unnatural, irregular way, sideways he pours. So then it doesn't become possible. Only in the usual way. Why should it make a difference? Because why would the Chachamim misaki? The Torah should not fall reishi v'al rube gimul of manchum is tom. Why should he tom? Is it Torah? Why should he? Because of the mirshu. Because people used to cleanse themselves of the filthy water of the mikveh by pouring manchum. And how did they cleanse themselves? By pouring sideways. No, by pouring in the regular way. Samele the Chachamim no misake, only when you pour the regular way. Achi pu al rei sheva al gube kitala kon. Mitzosen shubi mitzos meni shubi. Oy shna kusich yai mitvash vechol ov toya. Achi yu kulum shubi. Vatul hu toya vehen terim. Yitnu vitimu. Hare zim eti mani vitimei si. Why does it mention twice? First it was mentioned in connection of a Tfulyei who immersed himself in mikveh that had Gimulug Manshum. Now he mentions in connection with the Toye where it's there feel it. So my Gimulug Manshum were dropped over his head. But it's the same thing. And Shmuel Aimea, at hearing toy. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel Shittiri is that when do we say the toy of Shinofu of Reishi Val Kube, Gimu Lugi Mayim Shubi, so it becomes Tome, Lecha Bitome, that is only if the Mayim Shubi ma contaminate, a Mayim Kume. But in the mind shubim that have dropped over the Torah's head are not contaminated, are mind tearing, then it doesn't make him Tomei. Lechem Tomei. That's what we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. But this is what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel in a tearing Torah. Umma. And he uses it kalohena. It's not a real kalohena because it's a question of a derabono, but it means like an asmach. Uma in mokim shoso shomashki ki mayim yusa esadu bishay servis liyoso esateirim ki mayim. After all, we have our loche that chase servis mashkin mayim. So, Pasels in Lechavutim. That's also one of the Chesedim. Now, this case, the case of Sheise Mashkit Meir is more common than the case of Toya Shenofu or Reishi Val Rubei Dinu Bimayushu. Why is the case of Sheise Mashkit Meir more common? Because in respect to the soul of Sheise Mashkit Meir, the halacha is that Nadav gave somebody drinks and bees of mind may becomes possible, becomes a shame to me, and it's also a lack of it. But even if he, let's say, if he drinks and bees of cider, of apple juice, oranges, repairs other mashkin, not water. So he also becomes tummy, posel melechem tum. Mashin came, ligabe, the tzur of toya shenofru, al hoyshe, val hube, him lugi mayim shuri. So only if on the toya fell, drop, three lugi mayim shuri, so he becomes posel melechem tum. But suppose on Toya's head were dropped Gimel Lugin orange juice, he doesn't become Posulak. So the case of Sheise Mashkit Nein is more humble than the case of Toya Shenoflu Al Reishe Val Rube Gimel Lugman. In what sense is the case of Sheise Mashkit Nein Mochamo, because there not only my main apostles in Melech Mitzvah, but even Shomash. So he learned out the Kalachim. That's by way of Asmach. The Mishmilin Ratim Toy. Umay be looking she also Shomash in Kimay, Urikhar Sagu, Vishis Rabis, the Mochamo item. Loyose Satirim Kitmein. So only she say, Gibis Mashkin Tmei, Mind Tmei becomes post-Machin Tmei. But choice of these Mind Tmei does not become post-Machin Tmei. So in the Homerite, we say only Mind Tmei passes in Machin Tmei. So in the Kalite, in the case of Toya Shenoflu, Al Reishi, Al Gube, Gimu Nugi Maim Shuvim Teirim certainly should not be possible. Let's say Al Fuse in the Rabbonon or the Hasmach. Mokim Shoy also Shomashkin Kimai. In regard to the Psu of Toya Shinofu Al Reishi Val Ube, Gimu Nugi Shuvim. So only mine passes. But orange juice, if Gimel Lugin fell on of orange juice, fell on Reishi Rubi of the Toyer, it doesn't pass. So that's it. A cow item, mocking shall also show much in the mind. Riff say, Hadvi of Shreisha Lugin, a din shall also satirin to make. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Asmach the Kalachina. Heishi Abiyeze Akhikhanit Miki Yechiyak Shall you also be Shom Mashkin Kipayim Miki is also a Kalaite and we also be Teherim Kitmei we also be Teherim Kitmei. In other words, if a Mikve has Gimul Lugin Mayim Shugin and the Mikve is also a kalaiten because only Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim passes the mikveh, but Gimel Lugin orange juice doesn't pass the mikveh. So it's also a kalaiten, and still we say in regard to a mikveh into which Gimel Lugin Mayim Teirim fell in. So it becomes, the meeting becomes possible. So we see that a situation of a cow item where Gimel Lugin Mayim Teirim passes, similarly the same thing is true of Toya Shenoflu Al Reishi Val Rube, Gimel Lugin Mayim Teirim also passes, even though the case of Toya Shenoflu Al Reishi is a cow item. Heishif Rebbe al Dibra Beyesi Achevrani. Lo imam rat mi mikve. So there you go. It's a kalaiten. Still. And how is mikve a kalaiten? Because oranges, other mashkim other than water, doesn't pass it with Gimel Lugin. but still it has the chumre shall also be as hatzipuri. Hatzipuri. Hatzipuri means bubbles. Tema biguf shall also boy as hatzipuri. In other words, suppose you have memsof of bubble water. You know, sometimes you have bubble water. So that is not good. Bubble water is not a good mikveh. It has to have water mamash. But bubbles, not. So it has the chumre mikveh. Has the chumre. The bubble water is not considered as water. It has to be, it has to have mamish water. Tema b'guf, mashein kei. Mashein kei, ligabei. But, suppose ligabei the psul agvio, as a result of El Gimulugin falling upon Itoya here, so even if Gimulugin bubble water drops on Itoya, he also becomes possible. He also becomes possible. Alright, that's the pshat of this, okay? Now I explain it, but the Rash is now explaining it. Pirish ma'avoyim istalf mastit rabi yisik al-chayim yidim ki parish bo reishi dugu bei yitoyash nafal reishi al-hu bitchayim milim di bo hayim fuyei what I explained before she goes all of b'yeoi bin filet yitoy hayim yitoy al-gomo shoy goes all of el bin filet al-mu b'yeoi yitayim u'pirash yitoy kam yishabes what's the pshat? Because why are the Chachamim misaking the Sakonim? Not that they wanted people to be dirty, Chas v'Shalom, but because of the Mirchshol. And the Mirchshol existed in connection with Nofu, Derech Nefile, rather than Derech Bir. Because most of the people who cleanse themselves after coming out from a dirty mikveh, so they cleanse themselves with Nefile rather than with B.A. into a mikveh of mind tree. That's the reason. Being mild and not hot to hear the more of you know that it are okay at you for the shooting tears Chachomini the man in the Macy the Chachomini on the last foot the set to the poet which has a spoiler for something to the Chachomini in the tail of the toya in the mind shooting tail you got all in the B.A. where you feel it and ולפתו הסגוף נתם בפילה לכל המש ונצטר פנית סגבי או בלבי ואוסו תאירים תתמאי דעשי סמיים תאירים תאיר שור מש ונתמאי ולפתו הסגבי או תנוף לו עוד כמה מילים משור מש או ישבורי שגרובי בשור מש ונמצו גופי ונגיד שלושה מיים תאירים שנוף לו עוד או ישבור בהם תתמאי ודאף כתמאים פסוק ולאי תאיר. Who should say that? That's Rabbi Shmuel. We don't pass by that. After all, in this hair, Mikri Yechiyar, Dein Shalmashki, Pace Leis, and Shlish Alubin, Ushtoy Shetz, Yudin Mayim Shugin, Teirin, Pace Leis, and Kit Meir, Hatzipurin, Ababuye, Bobo Shalmayim, Moyoi said, Tzitla Vimayim, Manitzin, Sechaz Mashir, and Kerkei, תראים אבי מוצא לא עושה הציפורים כמיים די נחשוב עם כמיים ליטל בהם וכך נפסל בתהירים שוב נתמי תאים אבי גור